Morning Fantasy. In this morning's fantasy, I'm in bed with a young, beautiful poet, ballet dancer, professor of Greek mythology, whose husband is furious to find us in bed together discussing Sisyphus. I'm lucky to escape with my life, my underwear, hobbling through the gray, damp morning wearing only skivvies. A middle-aged, overweight woman picks me up, who assumes I'm on my way to the VA hospital, where she's a psychiatric nurse. No, the nearest bus stop would be nice. Can I borrow a dollar for fare? When she drops me off, she says, "You don't remember me, do you?" A former student, still angry I gave her a B, not an A. The bus driver won't let me on until the riders protest in chorus, "Let the old coot on! Let the old coot on!" Of course, I don't have my apartment key, telling the manager some story or other. He lets me in, where I take a very, very hot shower, ready to go back to bed and wake up from this nightmare. But not yet, because the professor, poet, ballet dancer is in bed waiting for me, wearing her tutu, humming Tchaikovsky. I scream at her, "I don't want to hear any more about Sisyphus!" When the manager arrives, complaining of noise, I tell him the TV volume was on too loud, sorry. And he reminds me the rent is due. So I write a check on his arm and head back to bed. And he says, "You sure do have an interesting retirement."